The views and opinions expressed in the Golden Boot Podcast are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Golden Boot Podcast as a whole.
Y'all ready to get rolling? Quiet on the set. Another hot episode of the Golden Boot. It's your boy Pooh Bear. I got my man Ant Petty Murphy in the building. Happy Thursday, my guy.
What's good with you, bro?
Friday Eve, man. It's Friday Eve.
Shit, they all the same to me.
Another day closer for a sleep in, man. I'm tired. Tired of going to work earlier morning. Yeah, I had a dream the other day. I was late for work. I was early that day.
I'll be late for work almost every day, so I ain't gonna say.
Yeah. I be having late for work dreams like people had PP dreams. Oh man. Well, we got a good one to talk about tonight. Speaking of PP, we're going to talk about a couple people who PP'd their career. I ain't going to say PP'd their career away, but they showed pissed on they self, messed some things up, at least made people piss some people off. Needless to say, we got a couple good topics, man. I got some surprises in here that I did not see happening. We got to talk. We got a new something popped up as I was driving home. I saw we got a new king of coach's salary in college football.
Yeah, when Saban retired, that was like,
So we're gonna get into it though, man. But first, y'all know what we gotta do. We gotta give a shout out to our sponsor over at BetOnline, betonline.ag. We'll be back in 1 minute. BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your sports information, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds, lines, and player injury reports for this year's NBA and NHL playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters. This season, we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. We have everything from NBA, NFL, MLB, and NHL to golf, tennis, UFC, and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games that you can play right from your home. Head on over to betonline.ag today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use the promo code BLEAV to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we are back. Yeah, man, we just alluded to it. Kirby Smart got a new contract. 10 years, $130 million. For those of you not that good at math, that's $13 million a year. That's about $12.9 million more than I make.
That's crazy, man. They getting paid. I remember whenever Nick Saban got like a $1 million contract.
And people, yeah. I remember when Les Miles, you know, he had an interview when he becomes the highest paid coach. I think that was seven. He was making like seven.
Yeah.
Five to seven, something like that.
I think when Nick got that million from LSU, I think he was the highest paid at the time.
That is wild.
Yeah, that done came a long way, bro.
Yeah. I can't hate. He's deserving of it. His team has been in competition every year, and I'm be honest with you, some people feel like he was robbed of a three-peat this year.
I mean, he would have had to win it, but
yeah, I know, but
robbed of a chance.
Robbed the opportunity. Let's put it like that. Let me rephrase that. Robbed the opportunity. He definitely gonna earn it this year, I feel like, in my opinion. But we're gonna get into it as we get along.
They'll be fine, bro. They'll be fine. They Georgia, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Congrats to Kirby Smart. They was replaying the other day, like highlights and stuff, like Tennessee, like 98, and Jamal Lewis was running all over Kirby. So I think Kirby owed Jamal Lewis some money, because if it had not been for that, Kirby might not have gone into coaching. He might have tried to be a player.
It would have got worse at the next level.
So, yeah. But nice, man. Congratulations to Kirby Smart. Man, it's some. We did a poll. Well, it wasn't really a poll. We put up a question on Twitter for the fans, and I think we should weigh in on it, man, and give our takes. The question was: if you are EA Sports, who would be your cover athlete as an LSU fan? There's an obvious answer, and then there's some I can see it.
The Joe Burrow, obvious answer.
No, I'm actually considering current players, because now you can put current players on there.
Yeah. I thought you were saying for like who you want on the game cover, but you saying like based off this year's team, who would you
put? Mm-hmm.
Harold Perkins.
Yeah, that's the obvious. I can make an argument. I can make an argument for a guy like Will Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the argument. I don't know if there's ever been an offensive lineman on the cover.
There's never been an offensive lineman on the cover of any game.
But there was never been an offensive lineman to wear seven before Will Campbell either. So, I mean.
Exactly. But I can see Will Campbell being that guy. I can see Nussmeier. I'm probably trying to hype Nussmeier up, making him, you know, the cover athlete. I can see that.
I think that's the choice, though.
Yeah, I think Perk is the choice. First of all, there are so many pictures out there of Perk just still pictures. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, this has got to be worth as many thousands as in Kirby Smart new contract, because Harold Perkins always got a fire picture of the picture of him standing over Dart.
Yeah,
picture of him standing over Bryce Young. So, yeah, it's always a fire picture. But I think, like you said, we both said that's an obvious answer. I can't wait to see what comes out with EA Sports. They did announce that there's I think five cover athletes, and only one is a quarterback.
Shador.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter. Luther Burden.
You think so? You think Travis Hunter too?
I could see them being on the cover together.
Oh, okay.
And then Luther Burden, maybe. Maybe Jukin. I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. Speaking of Shador Sanders, it started with a transfer for Colorado entering the portal. He told his story, how he felt like he was wronged by Deion in Colorado. And Shador got up there and said, made a statement that, "I don't even know who bro is. He must have been mid.
At best.
Mid at best, yes." From there, it spiraled. People were talking. Deion said, "What about your son?" My son the top said something about my son, the top five draft pick in next year's draft. "What about your son?" And it just seemed like it's just people have been going at it. Uncle Luke got in it. Somebody said something very flagrant to Uncle Luke. It was funny. I'm not going to repeat it. Your thoughts on this whole Deion debacle, I guess you can say, for alliteration purposes.
I don't know where to start. I didn't see nothing wrong with the article or what the young man said in the article. The young man went on to be an FCS All-American at Austin Peay. So, I mean, obviously, the decision to transfer worked out for him. Not surprised by what Shador did. It's kind of his character. But he get it from his dad, so, you know, you can't really blame him too much for it. But I just want to know how that would affect his draft stock, since people said the way Rattler acted as a high schooler affected his draft stock. I wonder if this will affect Shador's draft stock. While Deion's saying he's a top five pick, I just want to see that play out, considering some of the things he's done on social media. I feel like Deion has a right to defend himself, Shador, his program, you know what I mean, to what people are saying in the media. But I feel like Deion was wrong whenever he responded to the personal attacks of players. Whenever they posted the teammate, I think his name was Jaheim Ward from Austin. Right. They posted his stats, and then Deion reposted it and said, like, "Lord Jesus" or something like that, or "Oh Lord" or something like that. Like, that's too far for me, in my opinion, as a coach, as the leader of a program, as the face of a university, for you to be taking shots at players or you know what I mean, or piggybacking off people taking shots at players. I think that's crossing the line. If you want to go out there, defend yourself, defend your program, defend your son, that's one thing. But whenever you start taking personal attacks at players, I think that's a little too far for me.
At one point, when we, you know, during our HBCU coverage, we said that we was done talking about Deion.
I really wish we was.
Yeah, now we're over here on the Golden Boot side talking about Deion. And I think a key thing in what you said, I'm not surprised. I think we were talking about today, I think Deion is a phenomenal recruiter. I think he's an excellent, a very charismatic person. He's a character, you know, he's larger than life and can, you know, saying, attract the attention of many. I think if Deion used that to uplift more than he does to talk down on and hurts, you know, hurt people's, I'm not going to say feelings, that's not what I'm saying, but try to hurt, you know, saying demean people's character or their accomplishments or whatever. I think.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The world will respect him a lot more, especially considering you are 4-8 in your first season. That's I'm not gonna poo-poo on that. Hold on. Let me say this.
I want to get back to that 4-8 though.
Okay. I'm not gonna poo-poo on that because you did improve. You did improve. But at the same time, during that time as a head coach, you poo-pooed on your offensive lineman while bigging up your son, who, as much talent as he has some glaring deficiencies, but you never say anything about it. But you're able to point out everybody else's wrongs, and that's the issue I always have with that. Let's go to it. Let's talk about that 4-8.
Because they're like, that's another thing I had. Like, you could talk if you were a head coach, you could be Lane Kiffin. You know what I mean? We've seen coaches go out there, do that thing on social media, have a big mouth, whatever the case may be. And that's cool when you win. But when you 4-8, people don't want to hear that, bro. Like, you got to win games to be able to be afforded that privilege to go out there and talk. But since everybody bringing up the fact that they went 4-8 and that's such an improvement, let me read some stuff to you real quick. All right. Mm-hmm. In 2022, three teams went 1-11. That would be USF, Northwestern, and Colorado. Last year, both USF and Northwestern made bowl games. Colorado's 4-8 record last year was the worst follow-up record by a 1-11 Power 5 school since Rutgers in 2018. Since 2014, 10 teams have went from 1-11 to a bowl game the next season. Colorado was obviously not one of them. And everybody keeps bringing up that 1-11 year that Colorado had, like, they were just some terrible program. Like, they had a bad year, true enough. But outside of that season, they won at least four games every year since 2014. So he basically just got them back to where they was already at, minus the one season before he got there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sold. Personally, I'll wait. I'll save it till we start talking about I'll save it. Yeah, I think he should. He's it's just sad. I will say Shiloh took a stray. Shiloh ain't say a word.
Thinking Jaheim Ward is the brother of Jay Ward, who played at LSU.
Interesting.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah. I'm pretty sure that that's his brother.
That's funny. But yeah, I thought it was funny because he basically pointed out that he had more pass defended than Shiloh. So,
yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
That's funny. But moving on, man. I do want to stay, since still talk some football, man. I was thinking earlier today, we just had the draft, NFL draft. There were a lot of schools that replaced quarterbacks, big-time quarterbacks, shall I say. You had Caleb Williams at USC, Jaden Daniels, LSU, Drake May at North Carolina, Michael Penix Jr. at Washington, J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, Bo Nix at Oregon, Spencer Rattler at South Carolina, Jordan Travis at Florida State, Joe Milton at Tennessee, Devin Leary at Kentucky, and Michael Pratt at Tulane. So I was thinking, at least at the quarterback position, what do those teams look like, coming next year? So I went and pulled up. I actually found a website that's already kind of tracking the depth chart. And I started, looking and kind of pulling some of these. Some of these guys we've seen in action, and we know kind of what they got. And then some of these guys are transfers. A lot of them are transfers that came from other schools, and it's like, it may work out there. Let's find out. So, Caleb Williams, you know, we saw his backup or the new starting quarterback, and Miller Moss in the bowl game. Phenomenal. Phenomenal bowl game.
Yeah.
I like what I saw.
That's all we've seen from him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I like what I saw. LSU, of course, we know Garrett Nussmeier. We know what we got in Garrett. I think we do. I think we know what we got. The only thing is we hope that we see improvement in certain areas, but I think we know what we got in Garrett.
I think we have a good idea of what we have. But
that's fair.
I wouldn't say no.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out, who is this Lancelot? Who are you talking about? What are we talking about?
I don't know, bro.
Okay. Now this one was interesting. North Carolina, the replacement, Max Johnson.
Yeah.
Interesting. At Washington, Will Rogers.
It's gonna be interesting because they're finna run the same system that they ran at Arizona. Because that's Arizona coach
right.
job at Washington. So it's gonna be, because Arizona quarterback, he looks pretty good in that system. So with Will Rogers' mobility a little bit, I think that might be a good fit for Will Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. J.J. McCarthy's replacement, Alex Orji.
Athletic as hell, bro. I don't know what it translates to as far as being a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It is a freak athlete.
Yeah. Here's another familiar name, or what is it, new face, old place, or whatever, or old face, new place. Oregon. Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, that's... I think he might put up some numbers over there, bro.
Yeah. South Carolina has Lenore Sellers.
No.
I don't know much. Yeah, I don't know nothing about him. Florida State, DJ Uiagalelei.
What I'm concerned about with him is, who the hell is he throwing the ball to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they lost Jaheim Bell, they lost Keon Coleman, and they lost Johnny Wilson. And they lost Trey Benson, running back. Like, they lost a lot off their team, bro. So I think he's a good quarterback. His decision making has improved. Since his time at Clemson, he showed that last year at Oregon State, but he just didn't really have weapons or offensive line really worth nothing in Oregon State. So
now this is, I think, probably the best returning at Tennessee, Nico I am a leaver. I guess that's,
I don't know how I said his last name either, but yeah, he's probably the most talented.
Yeah. Kentucky got Brock Vandegrift. That was a name a lot of people, saying, remember, he was at Georgia.
Yeah.
And then Tulane has Ty Thompson, which I think we saw a little bit of him in the bowl game, but I'm not sure. So, yeah. Let's like keep asking about Ricky from 20. I don't know, but we're going to talk about 2021. In a minute, so. But I don't know, man. So that's kind of the quarterback situation that we're looking at across college football. So it's gonna be interesting. I thought that was interesting to, look at some of those names that are replacing drafted quarterbacks. So yeah. Next up, man, this was a story that popped up today. I thought it was very interesting. There is a push to trying to find a way to deter bowl game opt-outs. So the bowl games are looking to do what's basically a collective bargaining agreement. Basically, what would happen is they would basically have them sign contracts, and it said that if you sign a contract, then if you don't play, then you don't get paid and stuff. That was the idea. I kind of like the idea of it, but at the same time, if you want to opt out a bowl game, I don't think a CBA is going to necessarily keep you.
Yeah, I don't think so neither. I mean, unless they depend on what they're paying.
Yeah. So, but this is something we've brought up before. Basically, NIL pay, you know what I'm saying, NIL for the bowl games. And this is something that is an idea. It's a start.
Like, if you're the sponsor of the bowl game, why not, you know, put a little.
Because they're already doing what, like the $500 gift bag, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They could possibly just, you know, curtail that, do something, maybe one or two, you know, saying big items. Because I'm pretty sure those players were gonna have the money.
Yeah.
So that was just an idea that popped up. Speaking of that, the NIL, it looks like the NCAA has a number of to settle the antitrust, the NIL antitrust lawsuit. That number, Ant, $2.7 billion.
Yeah, they selling because they cooked.
Yeah.
They cooked, bro. They done with.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk about this because this is the second time it's been popped up. So let's talk about real quick. By now, many of you have seen that LSU has basically missed on another defensive tackle. Dominic Williams. Oh, yeah, that too. It was been, you know, everybody saw the video of the dinner. The Drake style dinner. Everybody saw the, you know, whoever, I don't know, handler or whoever, posting everywhere they went. But DK says that Dominic Williams just committed to OU. And Richard Carson says, we can't have the money to compete for these recruits. D tackles is the biggest need, and we miss on Williams to Oklahoma and probably Barrow too.
Hey, man. You know, sometimes you swing and miss.
I wonder how fast this panic gonna set in.
Oh, it's now. The panic.
Yeah. I do know. I'm not making excuses, but everybody needs a D tackle right now. I don't think it matters to people. I don't think they care. But I'm just stating.
It seems like everybody getting a D tackle, but
by hell of shoot. Yeah, Javon. Oh, that's Vaughn. Vaughn says, we're gonna get Barrow.
Shit, we better.
Yeah,
better get him because shit, right about now, we might need Dane Williams to play D tackle.
I was gonna say something, I had to catch on who you was talking about. Oh man, they don't make them helmet sizes no more. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. We're gonna have to rely on freshmen or something. But Look at it. Chris, you got some eligibility left? Shoot, we might have to put you out though. Chris don't. Chris won't even show up to practice. He's talking about, I got to do my dogs. Chris, I got to get my dogs right. But hey, I do want to talk about something else that I saw today that was had me cracking up. What do you think about Justin Fields as a kick returner? Because the special teams coach, Coach Smith over at Pittsburgh, said that with the new kickoff rules, Justin Fields as a kick returner is an interesting idea, and it could work.
The Saints do it.
That's fair. That's fair.
They had their backup quarterback being the kick return and everything else.
That's true. I was thinking about this. This made me think about Brad Smith. Remember, former quarterback at Missouri, played for the Jets.
Yep. That's a name I ain't heard in a while, though.
Yeah. But that was interesting. I thought about was, why are we trying to move Justin Fields' position? But then you're trying to, you really want to maximize your roster and get the most out. He's probably not going to see the field much as a quarterback. So why not?
Work for the Saints.
Yeah. But that also brought up something else. Quarterbacks. Specifically, 2021. So, in 2021, in the first round, we had 5 quarterbacks taken.
Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, and...
You missing one.
Zach Wilson.
There you go. In order, it was Trevor, Zach, Trey, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Want to take a guess at how many are still with their original team?
1.
Bingo. This draft class, Trevor Lawrence is the only quarterback that is still with his original team. Zach Wilson is now with the Broncos, and the Broncos have said they're not going to pick up his fifth year option. Trey Lance is with the Cowboys. They said they're not going to pick up his option. Justin Fields is with Pittsburgh. They're talking about making him a kick returner. And Mac Jones, well, I don't know what Mac Jones is right now.
Mac Jones in Jacksonville, ain't he? Backing up Trevor Lawrence.
Well, there you go. I don't know. I honestly
double checked it, but I'm pretty sure he got traded to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Can we revisit this class and talk about it? I'm not going to go out on a limb and give this big hyperbole and say,
I mean, if you really go back and look at that whole class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this is the worst quarterback class.
Fair enough. It was the draft after
COVID.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you go back and look at the draft, I mean, like. Yeah. I remember seeing a graphic that showed the Carolina Panthers draft from that year. And it was an A-minus draft grade. You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed like they killed that draft. But if you look at it now, like 3 years in, you looking at that draft grade like, man, that's like a C. You know what I mean? Like, it. So I just feel like they had J.C. Horn at 8. What is he about to be?
Mm-hmm.
They had Terrence Marshall, Brady Christensen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Time, it was like an A-minus draft.
Right.
But 3-4 years in, it's like a C-D draft. So I feel like you really can't judge a draft until you know, 3 years. Like, even the past draft we had, everybody giving the Falcons an F. Well, if Kirk Cousins gets hurt and Michael can start for the next 3 years, it ain't going to be an F. You know what I mean? So it's like you kind of got to wait and see what happens before you can really judge a draft. And to your point, at the time, we thought Mac Jones in New England was a good pick. You know what I mean? We thought Trey Lance in San Francisco with them weapons and his ability to run. You know what I mean? Like, we people thought
that. I'm being honest with you.
I'm not saying us. People were saying that. And so, and Justin Fields in Chicago, Justin Fields, Chicago with his, like, he finna change. He finna be Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? Like, they had all these. And it 3 years, look at it 3 years, 4 years later, it ain't pan out the way nobody really thought it would.
Yeah. I thought Mac Jones was a reach. I didn't know enough about Trey Lance.
I thought Trey Lance was a bust from the beginning.
Yeah. I did, however, I thought Zach Wilson and Justin Fields were great picks at the time, honestly.
I thought Justin Fields was because of where he was drafted at.
Yeah. Now, I still think Justin Fields has a chance to still be a decent quarterback down the line or whatever, but right now, as we see where it's at. Yeah. I think it's funny. I would love to revisit this. I think we're going to be doing the same thing with this year's class.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was just about to say. This year's class is going to be about the same. We're going to look at people like Drake May. Yeah, should he have went number three? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea what this. Men's basketball, man. Men's basketball got a new pickup. I don't know how to say his name. Jai Bailey out of Richmond. It was a great pickup.
Man, a pretty good job recruiting, man. Both high school and the portal. Getting a couple top 100 guys, top 50 guys in high school recruiting. And hitting the portal, filling them with needs, getting some experienced guys. I think you got some seasoned guys who kind of know what it takes to play at the high level.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Did we lose the whole chat? No, we didn't. All right. I think we did the same thing at the same time.
No, I ain't doing that.
Oh, I just. But anyway. I was looking at the roster. Oh, anyway, before we get to the roster, I want to talk about Bailey, what he brings. Experienced point guard, you know, saying scoring guard, can facilitate well. Only thing that kind of scares me, it's a small school guy coming to the SEC, and McMahon has done that several times. We've seen it kind of work, and then we've seen it happen. Hannibal started off.
He started off
with South Carolina, went small school, then came back. I'm just wondering if that's, you know, saying how that's going to work out.
What was the boy name? Justice.
Justice Williams. Was it Justice Williams?
No, not Justice Williams. It was.
I know you're talking about. It was Juice. Juice. They call him Juice.
Yeah, Juice. Yeah, he came with McMahon for Murray. I think he's kind of what I think that you're going to get from Bailey. You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to be the leading scorer on the team, but I think he's going to give you competent play.
Yeah. This is what this team, what McMahon has put together. We finally got a solid core coming back. Returning, you got Corey Chess, Damian Collins, who we didn't get to see much of last year due to injury. You got Derek Fountain, Jalen Reed. You got Tyrell Ward, and you got Mike Williams III, which I love what we got to see out of Ward. Fountain, Reed, Ward, Williams. I love what we got to see out of them. I know the promise that we had with Damian Collins. But again, like I said, injury stopped that from seeing this. transfers coming in. You got Bailey, you got Cam Carter, you got Jordan Sears. And then you got the high school signees. You got Curtis Givens, Robert Miller, and Victorious Miller. Ain't that what you call his son?
Oh, Slim?
No, that's what's your boy? Silk.
Yeah, Silk. Yeah, I said Slim. I'm tripping.
I just want to put it like this.
Wrong group in New Orleans.
Silk the Shocker wrapped off beat. He crawled so Blueface can run.
Bro, I've never heard a Blueface song.
They be offbeat. He be offbeat.
Never in my life.
I've heard the hype stuff, the stuff that got hyped, the street hype, the media market stuff. But yeah. But man, I like this team. Vaughn say it's a turning team. I like what we see, the potential.
I think it should be right. It should be better than it was this year.
Yeah.
I think they need a big man though still.
Yeah, and a roster full. That's 12. So.
Well, you're going to have to get a lot out of Damon Collins then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see. I thought we was for sure going to get a big man. That's a Matt McMahon staple. He said, Vaughn said they got two.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying because you don't really know what you're getting out of Collins as far as his health. You know, he's been hurt pretty much his whole time in college. So,
yeah. I don't know what you're getting in Chess.
And, you know, Chess redshirted last year, so, I mean.
DK says, as long as he don't play like his dad a rap. It ain't his fault.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I think maybe man gonna be better off than it was this year though.
Yeah. Man, and you sent this to me, and I was just guess. Ryan Garcia tested positive for PED.
I mean, when you look at the fact that he came in.
Like
Rebound seven.
Erratic behavior. I'm not saying it was because of the what you call it, but a lot of stuff pointed to this. Yeah. Pointed to there being something just yeah.
But I think that don't take away from the fact that Devin Haney got his ass whooped though.
No, I don't. I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Like PEDs are not. Devin Haney, his approach to that fight was terrible, and he got straight toe up in that fight.
Like, but the problem is they're going to use this as a scapegoat to say we told you he can't beat us without this and all that. So,
yes, I mean I don't know, but yeah, it matters in a sense. It taints the public perception of the fight, but. I know what my eyes saw.
Yeah. I don't know if it made Garcia move faster. I don't know if it made him hit harder. I just know Devin Haney found a way to put his face right where Ryan Garcia's glove was every time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I know you ain't see this. Did you know right now that Mike Tyson is the underdog in the Tyson Jake Paul fight or Logan Paul, whichever one? He the underdog in this fight right now?
Yeah, I believe it.
That is so, I don't know what to put. What up, Doc? It's good with you.
I mean, you got to look at it, though, bro. Like, how many of this dude's fights have been rigged for him to win?
Yeah. I get it. I was watching videos today. I was showing somebody videos, one of my coworkers, because they was talking about, I was like, how old is Tyson? I was like, bro, look at this. And I showed him the videos of him, like him moving and stuff and his training. He's still a beast. I don't care what nobody say.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
That dude is dangerous in that ring. He's gonna hurt Paul. If he hits him one time, he's gonna hurt him.
Yeah, I mean, he better ask Roy Jones.
Roy Jones still holding his ribs. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I think he more intense with his training this time than he was for Roy Jones.
Yeah. I think so. Mike is a lot of things, but Mike has his respect for the art of boxing.
Yeah.
I think that's driving him in this fight.
I agree.
Yeah. It's another big fight coming up. This one is in August 3rd is a loaded weekend anyway for fights. Deontay Wilder is set to take on what's my guy name? Jared Big Baby Anderson.
Ooh, that's gonna be
August 3rd. Yeah. I don't like this fight for Big Baby. It's a trap.
Yeah, it's going to be some haymakers thrown in that, though.
Right now, Deontay is overseas in Dubai. Basically, just fighting randos for money. He has a fight in June, and then he'll be making it during this fight. So
that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, Jared Big Baby Anderson, undefeated Jared Big Baby Anderson at that. But that August 3rd though, that card is wild because you got I say card. I don't know if it's not in the same card, but that weekend. I got to find out when Shakur is fighting again. But I do know Bud is fighting that one. Andy Ruiz is fighting that one. Cruz. So it's a lot of big names fighting that weekend. Or that day. Rather. So.
Yeah, that's a loaded one. I think it's like three different fights, but I mean that same day or whatever. But yeah, that's gonna be a good day for boxing right there.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on UFC 303 too. That's gonna be a good card.
Yeah, you got the return of Conor McGregor. Speaking of, he is now, if I'm not mistaken, part owner of Bare Knuckle Boxing.
That fits him.
Yeah. So I hadn't seen it, but people say that that new Roadhouse with him in it, say it's pretty good. He's a terrible actor, but it's pretty good.
Haven't seen it. Probably never gonna see it, but
yeah, I'm with you on that. I might watch it just because of the old Roadhouse out. That was one of my favorites.
I just watched that for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Really? Yep. I remember watching it with Rev when I was younger. And I always remember I laugh at because at the end, dude say, "What'd you see?" He'd be like, "A polar bear fell on me." That's all. What up, Krim? Krim say it's a good movie. Talking about the new one or the old one?
I like when old dude said, "What am I supposed to do? Barber college is always an option."
That's hilarious. Oh man.
Told that boy to go cut some hair.
Man.
Yeah, that was a cool little movie though. Roadhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, he said the new one good. I might look at it. I might check it out. I know we talked about the sport of battle rapping. Kendrick came out this time in AI. Dude, he could have stopped at the Teddy Pendergrass sound.
I listened to that three different times
and heard something new every time.
Yep. Every time, bro.
Listen, I have listened to it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I done probably listened to it about 10 times. Man, and the Teddy Pendergrass version. Well, he at the beginning, the first 2 minutes or whatever, he could have stopped right there, and I'd be like, "Oh, that's nice." That man said, he named everything he hated about him. I was like, "Oh."
Went in on that boy, man.
Mm-hmm. People saying Drake, they say he took him 3 weeks to respond. First of all, it took Drake a month to respond to an AI that he didn't even know was AI. Took him a month to respond, and then he responded and had to come out with an AI. Yeah, how do you get features on your diss track?
That man said, Pusha P.
You better off dealing with him than trying to come at me. I was like, huh?
Then the man said he liked the Drake. He liked the Drake to make him
the melodies.
To make the melodies, not the one that wanna act tough, man. I'm with you on that, bro.
Yeah. He even threw the subtle shot. He said something about it's something I'm trying to raise my son. That's something you don't know about. I was like, Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, then he hit him with the line about you make music that pacifies them. That double entendre is so bad, bro.
Yeah.
If you Drake though, you better be in there cooking up something. You better have all 20 of your writers up in there cooking up something right by now.
No, right. Oh, and he hit him. He came back and threw it with the 20 on 1. Yeah, 20 versus 1. About that, he said, "You and your writer against you and your writers." It's like, man, this is genius.
I see why J. Cole dropped out though.
Yeah. So, but see, the thing with J. Cole, I think J. Cole was more like, "I want to do this," like as a, you know. So,
J. Cole wasn't trying to get personal. J. Cole,
was
and these dudes been taking personal shots at each other, man.
It's like, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne threw shots at each other real subtle in a couple of their songs. Like Jay-Z said something about it was in About to Go Ham remix. And he said baby money. He said, "Y'all ain't even got my lady money."
Yeah, and then Wayne
came back and said, I got your
baby money, kidnap your
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sports stuff I like.
Then he hit him with Jay-Z with that you old rappers better stay on tour. You like 44. I got a 44, I'm 24. I can murk you and come home when I'm 44.
Yeah.
That was when Wayne was in his bag though, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but man, Drake better cook up something, bro.
He got to.
It's gonna be that man said. Hold on, my bad. Last one. That man said, "When you and Sexy Red standing next to you."
Oh, yes, dude. I heard Sexy Red come on this. You know what's funny? I heard Sexy Red come on today, and I pictured Drake doing this. Drake. I imagine Drake singing the chorus. Get him sexy. Yeah,
bro, he over that. He better come back with it now. Like, you got to.
Oh man. Kendrick told his man, he said something about them songs that make me twirl my hand or something like that. I was like, oh man. That's hilarious. Greatness. Greatness. Oh, man. We ought to have some whatchacallit coming up soon. Some preseason, WNBA preseason games should be starting soon.
Tomorrow.
I knew it. Also, I didn't talk about it. Playoffs. The Bucks are now on their way to Cancun.
Oh, they lost?
They lost tonight.
Dang.
Big. Big.
Lillard came back and they lost. That's crazy.
I don't know. I hadn't checked the score of the Knicks. They was up early. I don't know what it's looking like now, but the Knicks may be trying to send Philly home as well. Let him be, get some rest.
Knicks down by three.
Okay, three at the half. All right. Tomorrow, you got some elimination games.
You just got Clippers Dallas. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah. Clippers, Dallas, and then Magic, Cavs.
Magic about to pack the Cavs up.
Nah, it's the other way around. It's Cleveland up 3-2.
Yeah, I think.
I think that one goes seven.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that one going seven. I think Dallas finishes off the Clippers tomorrow too.
I can see it.
In Dallas too, so. In Dallas. So speaking of, I know we're trying to get up out of here. Kyrie, kind of, I don't know if it's like the image of Kyrie is changing as far as what like what people see of him and respect. I don't know if you saw as a video, a fan basically kind of like he was like going coming out of the airport or something, and fan was like chasing by him and say, "Hey Kyrie," he was talking to him, and Kyrie was like, "What's up, man?" And instead of being like, you know, saying how some people are, you know, saying going on stuff, Kyrie's like, "How you doing, man? How your family?" And dude kind of just chilled out. I was like, "Man, they good, man. It's all right, man. Make sure they stay blessed," and kept going. And then last night before the game, Kyrie was playing with his son.
I think part of it is the fact that he's not in New York no more, so he don't got to deal.
That's true.
That New York media, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a big part of why the narrative around him has changed.
That's true. Or Boston.
Yeah, but I feel like it's worse in New York.
Yeah, I get it. You're right. Yeah, I like that. I want to see Kyrie get him one more. I don't know well, but yeah, I want to see him get him one more.
He stick around with Luka long enough, they might.
Yeah. All right, man. We got anything else before we get ready to get up out of here?
No, that's all I got.
All right. All good. Let's get ready to bounce.
All right, we'll be back.
But like that, we at. This show was presented by BetOnline.ag.
Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on Twitter at Golden Boot. On Instagram at Golden Boot. On YouTube at The Golden Boot Pod. On Facebook at The Golden Boot Pod.
Golden!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.